Welcome to Cybersecurity Where You Are, the Center for Internet Security's podcast. I'm Sean Atkinson, CISO at CIS.
And I'm Tony Sager, Senior Vice President and Chief Evangelist at CIS. Cybersecurity affects us all, whether we're online at home, managing a company, supporting clients, or running a state or local government.
So join us on Wednesdays as we discuss trends and threats, explore security best practices, and interview experts in the industry.
Together, we'll clarify these issues, creating confidence in the connected world.
Hello and welcome to the show, Cybersecurity Where You Are. I'm Sean Atkinson, CISO here at the Center for Internet Security, doing a one-on-one. I wanted to talk to you today. One of the topics I hear about, and not only am I the CISO here at the Center for Internet Security, but I'm also an adjunct professor, and a lot of the times get this question of degree versus cert versus experience, and where I land in terms of weighing pros and cons of each and what's more important in this space. And, you know, it's an interesting question because ultimately where I lend my thoughts is there's nothing better than good experience, right? And the way I learn is practical. I'm a tactical, kinetic learner. You know, if I don't do it, it doesn't necessarily sit with me for long. But if I do it, ultimately, now I'll give you a joke. If I don't do Python programming for a long time, that completely goes away, and that's all tactile. But I got to relearn. But again, so keep up with the Python programming, Sean. Absolutely. But what leads me in this direction and why I think this is important to discuss is there's a number of opportunities. We hear that there are more openings than there are persons to be able to fit this role, right? That there's a need for practiced and educated cybersecurity professionals in the space. Ultimately, those with no experiences, well, then how do I get my foot in the door when, you know, I'm looking at certain analyst positions that require years of experience? And I think it's contributive to both the degree and certifications that can help either break down that door, at least get your foot in to have a conversation with hiring managers and ultimately HR and respective organizations. So I want to give some thought. So for me, I'm an education person. I like the structure. I like kind of being tested of a set of knowledge. And in some cases, that doesn't fit others, right? I hate taking tests is what I hear all the time. And that's fine. But ultimately, I was in the same place. For me, I just get used to it. Move into that area, stretch yourself in terms of, getting into uncomfortable places. Again, respectfully, I'll say that was the same with public speaking. But you got to move into these areas and, you know, stretch yourself as a professional. And I think in these spaces where I see education is, it leads me down one, a structured approach. Builds foundational knowledge, creates networking opportunities, which I think is great, and then gives you access to resources from the respective college, polytechnic, or university, give you access to those elements that you can then utilize. And here's where I think the problem is. I think they're underutilized. And again, in some cases, it also depends on the program within the respective institution, right? The respective educational institution. Are they providing literally just theory? Is there practical capability that they're providing, a lab environment, hands-on type assessments? Those would be where I would say you would want to look, if in this area. I.e. why? Because I think that gives you practical experience that you can express to hiring managers as well. No, I've never sat in the seat of a SOC analyst, let's say. But here's what I've practiced. Here's what I've got hands-on. Here's labs that I've built. Here's rules that I've created in these certain situations. Here's networks that I've developed virtually in terms of creating these elements to assess and manage what the role would be, right? So instead of doing the role, I've simulated that role. I kind of, you know, think of it as flying, right? I've never been in a plane, but yes, I've used a flight simulator and they're not the same, but I think it gives you an opportunity to exercise and test skills that, yes, they're going to be tested at a different level, in that seat. But ultimately, I think chance would favor that prepared mind in that scenario. that your chances of being successful is because you've been in scenarios. This is not the first time you're seeing a particular technology or a particular interface or a methodology of ingestion of certain telemetry that you can then assess and make use of. One of the other elements, though, we've got to talk pros and cons, right? It's assessing both sides. And when I look at the degree program, as kind of as mentioned before, they're not all are built the same, right? And there are some that purport to be cybersecurity, building you into a role in that space. And ultimately, you know, I see some lacking. And that's unfortunate, right? And I think that's the judicious element that you've got to assess as you look at these programs, because ultimately another necessarily con, and it obviously depends on your financial situation, but they're expensive. And they take time to complete, right? There's the opportunity cost of, well, let's say I didn't go the education route and just went tried to get straight into industry, may have to do some other jobs, but ultimately can get there quicker than maybe, you know, taking a 4-year program and then moving into that space. Where's the, you know, the opportunity cost between the two? I have to leave that to you, unfortunately. I can't give you the right answer. For me, college education was set me up. And the reason why I say that, and I'll give a perspective here, because it was my exposure to a particular class that led me down this route. And without that, I'm not sure I would have found this particular path. And so I think that's the exposure. You know, it's good professors, it's good text, it's good structure that led me in this direction. And so I think it's that has certainly attributable actions as to why I think a degree program. And ultimately, as an adjunct professor, I like to do this type of work. One, because I like to give back, but ultimately I get to meet very interesting people and help kind of guide or provide advice, you know, for specific questions in the space. You know, what was it like for you? And I came in through a non-traditional route of audit. So, you know, Sarbanes-Oxley 404 in 2004 gave me my opportunity because I understood the technology from the degree program I was taking. And ultimately, the company I was working for had an opportunity. I took it and, you know, here I am today. That is what leads me to really get that exposure in that space and why I think it's very, very useful. Now, in the same space, we could also talk about an educational element, but certification. You know, we see certifications permeate certain industries more than most is cybersecurity. You know, you see it in from an IT perspective. You can see it from a data perspective. But I think the pinnacle at the top of that Everest is always going to be cybersecurity in terms of certification programs. And again, in the same space, not all representatively have the same value. You know, I think some maybe multiple choice without practical have value, but again, I'm not sure that it necessarily tests you at ultimate levels. And then you have some that are all practical over a short period of time to exercise certain capabilities. We'll go through a few of those momentarily. But ultimately, one of the things I've seen is job postings for in the cybersecurity realm always have at least one or two certifications attached, right? You can think of my time in the space where I've seen ISE squared and the CISSP being kind of that pinnacle for me as I was growing in the industry and seeing that as something I needed to be able to be a viable candidate for certain job positions, right? And, you know, that is okay to a certain point, but again, hopefully it doesn't reflect that just because you don't have a CISP, that doesn't mean that you don't have talent or that you don't have an aptitude for the space. But ultimately for me, it was that I had set a goal of getting that particular certification. And for me at the time, maybe I was naive or maybe I just disillusioned, but if I didn't have it, I thought that my value maybe not as good as somebody that did. And again, I think respectfully now I look at that and that is not the case. You know, again, we've got numerous people in the industry without, you know, certain certifications or any that obviously are, you know, worth their weight in gold in terms of their capability and aptitude for the role. But it gives you, you know, that opportunity to move in. Obviously, this is more affordable than a degree program, right, is being able to certify at certain levels. Now, there are criteria for certain certifications that you have to have years of experience before being able to attain certain levels. It's fine. Again, you know, utilize it in the way possible to get into certain positions. And obviously, the speed of these are a lot less than four-year degree programs. Now, I say that tongue-in-cheek because I've been working on my OSCP from offensive security for a while. Probably could have got a degree program in the time that it's taken me to achieve that goal. But that's hopefully a 2024 goal. If it is, I'll come back and brag about that one. Now, you also then have to look at some of the expense, right? There are certain what I'll call gatekeeper type certifications, CISP being one, right, from my experience. But, you know, you'll see CompTIA has a number of certifications, not cheap. Right. And, you know, if you want training material, obviously that comes at another expense as being those ones that are kind of the minimal. You need these in order to be even get past kind of the HR firewall of assessing your resume in order to pass on to hiring managers. And again, for me, it was kind of a no-brainer in that space to move in the CompTIA pace. Some of that has changed, though, and I just want to reflect on that. Some in two cases, I think at least with the certifications I have, were good for life. Now you're starting to see postings say, well, the good for life are not really the ones we want. We want the CE designation or continuing education designation as part of this, because again, There's certain knowledge that I believe will fade over time and either needs to be retested or you need to at least keep up a certain continuous education program in terms of remaining current. You know, I don't think it's set it and forget it with just getting a certification and you're good to go. So I appreciate those changes because I see the need. While it is more effort, is well, if it's not effort and you don't want to expend it, I think you're in the wrong industry personally, because the consistent requirement to be knowledgeable in the space is something that you need to know taking on these types of roles, no matter if it's, you know, from anywhere, from my role as a CISO all the way to any particular role. Again, there are no lesser roles in security at all. So I don't want to provide any, this is the, you know, the bottom rung of the roles. That there isn't. There's everything is providing value in my perspective, and that's generative based on certain positions and certain roles. So I see certifications being complementary to degrees and experience. I think they fit nicely in the middle. Again, I encourage students and my own staff to work in these spaces, work towards these certifications as being bridges to one, gain knowledge. I like the structure in terms of a baseline of understanding certain technologies and certain processes and techniques in these areas. So I like it as a bridged area that I can use necessarily to be better in these spaces. One of the other things I like about it too, and I'll just throw this out there, because of the quickness to obtain necessarily, I think they're good avenues to introduce yourselves to new technology paradigms. I'll give a quick example is in the cloud space. So again, I've never physically implemented a complete cloud infrastructure. And again, you know, I'm not a cloud engineer, a cloud administrator, but had to go through that education in order to appreciate what it took to be in those spaces and be able to have the right vernacular to talk to persons in those spaces. And I see that now. I've also done work in data science in order to do the same thing in that side. And I think that's where I like the structure because it gives me kind of the dictionary approach. So it's, I don't have to learn everything, but, you know, there's a neat set of terms and terminology, and as I mentioned, vernacular, that allows us to have more productive conversations and also gives me a better perspective to contextualize the approaches that they bring and the value that's brought into the organization. And again, in some cases, you have to have enough in mind to be able to have conversations about security, privacy, risk, regulation in order to address it at those levels. And so that's why I like the certification program. Even if you don't certify, the certification training certainly leads you to a path of kind of attaining that knowledge. Ultimately, then the application or that practical experience is talking to those in the field and, you know, being able to have conversation. So it shouldn't be, you know, just a single conversation about regulatory and I forget it, right? This is a continuous audit, continuous assessment, governance program that needs to be in play in order to be successful in this field. So that consistency is going to be critically important. Before we continue, let's take a short break with a word from our sponsors.
Are you struggling to meet the standard of reasonableness in your cybersecurity efforts?
CIS Secure Suite comes with integrated cybersecurity tools and resources you can use to build a reasonable cyber defense program.
This will help you comply with U.S. state data privacy laws, and it will empower you to demonstrate you've implemented the necessary security measures to avoid liability in the event of a data breach.
Now through November 1st, save up to 20% on a new CIS Secure Suite membership using promo code RCD24.
Make your cyber defense reasonable.
Achieve it, the CIS Secure Suite.
Visit www.cisecurity.org/CIS-Secure Suite to learn more.
Thank you. And let's jump back into the episode. All right, let me move then on to experience. And so this is the practical, being able to, you know, utilize those that experience for problem solving, right? Let me move in that direction first. So when we're looking at certain situations and scenarios, having the hands-on capability to address that there are either weaknesses, failures, or ultimately failing processes that need to be addressed and fixed. And I don't think there's anything better than having a practical hands-on capability to understand the nuances of that, right? You know, I could look through a book necessarily at the configuration of a Microsoft server, but I don't think that's going to have the real world contextualize of how it's implemented for certain organizations, right? Because everyone's different in terms of how they apply control, right? I'm going to recommend you use a benchmark, but without that, everything's different. So you need that kind of practical real world knowledge to know where to look in order to fix the problem. And then I think it's the real world application. You know, some of the best security analysts, architects, engineers I've ever seen have come from system admin, network admin. They know the technologies, right? They know the models of deployment and how they're implemented. And that gives, I think, a better perspective in terms of getting experience maybe in another field and a career transition into information security. You know, I always look for certain experiences in different areas of technology application versus just rote security. And there's nothing wrong with that, obviously. But a different perspective and having experience in different technologies and different paradigms of their implementation, critically important. I mean, I can't understate the value of what that brings to an organization, because ultimately, you're never going to know everything. And that's one of, I probably should have started out with that, but there is no way to know everything in security, both from a DevSecOps perspective, a cloud administrative network, identity, asset control, configuration management, training capability, penetration testing, forensics, everything that fits into our world, and now throw AI on top of that. It is very difficult. So having persons with representative knowledge throughout your, you know, it, you know, if I'm looking at hiring as a CISO throughout my department, having those knowledge or those subject matter experts to talk security, to talk technology, to talk implementation, is critical. So again, that's why I look for experience in those spaces. But that comes with a caveat, right? I mean, there's different qualities of experience as well. You know, if I respectfully have experience in networking, but it's only ever been on a certain platform in a certain deployment model and mode, that doesn't necessarily create a breadth of experience. I mean, very specialized, and there's nothing wrong with that. But that's a different quality, right, than potentially you would be looking for. And again, in cybersecurity, there are certain elements where you want to look at the breadth of experience. And I think that comes with the education element, right? Getting different courses, getting different concepts, as it were, through different perspectives, through forensics, through red teaming, through security admin, through a governance, all have, different areas where, you know, I ask my students, you know, are you red or blue? Which side are you on and what do you want to be? And predominantly, I'm going to say 80% want to be penetration testers. It's the cool role, right, of breaking systems without having the responsibility to fix them. That is very, very interesting, and it's good. But, you know, over time, that changes, right? In some cases, and again, I hate to be the thinking like this, but from a penetrations perspective, it could be boring, because what you're seeing throughout different businesses, it's the same issues that every business has, and they don't get fixed. And that's a problem, right? You've heard me talk to Ed Skodas on a number of occasions on the podcast about if I'm not doing more to make your job harder the next time you come in to do a penetration test, I'm not doing my job. Therefore, I don't believe I'm providing value. But not everybody sees it that way, right? There's different priorities, there's different value, there's different resources in order to implement improvement. So we've got to assess that, right? And that comes again from an experience perspective, is what should we be doing? Mine has been, to continuously improve. And I think that is also an attestation and an alignment to both degree and certification, is that continuous improvement, that continuous education. It's all well and good to learn, but I think there's an application of it as well. And whether that's, you're first applying for jobs and thinking of different, CTFs that you could be part of and demonstrate certain skills, or creating projects and creating an online portfolio in GitHub as an example. All of that showing that hands-on experience, that if you've not necessarily sat in that seat, you've experienced at least elements of it, and demonstrate that through these certain elements of being able to provide a capability in that space. So, we talk about pathways to getting experience. And I think in some cases, I reflect on, I think it's Malcolm Gladwell's book, Outliers, where we talk about opportunity, being at a particular place and time, and then having the necessarily awareness to take on that opportunity has led to very many very successful people within the world. And I think that's, and I believe that's where he outlined it in that book. And it's, I think also, for me, where I am today, and obviously privileged to sit in the seat, back 20 years ago when I first started my career, I'd never thought of, going in that direction, but got the opportunity to audit, audit systems, disaster recovery, looking at certain systems and business processes and mapping those out and understanding where controls exist and what risks exist, and really getting that from that Sarbanes-Oxley perspective really helped kind of define my path. And so when we look at that, we want to look at those experiences and opportunities. And I think that's the most important point. And there, should be opportunities, again, remote, kind of given the new normal, there's a lot more remote opportunity that we can utilize. But, looking at those internships, volunteer opportunity, creating your own project, creating a YouTube channel, and providing value back to the community, incredibly important. Doing your own security research, building a lab or simulation, and utilizing that as a way to demonstrate capability, critically important. Again, I lab myself for school, for my teaching. Again, I want to keep my skills fresh so that I can provide that back. And so constantly doing that. Trying my hand at CTFs, every few weeks, trying to build capability in that space. But I also find, and this is now aligning to certain certifications, I mentioned OSCP before, is some of those online hands-on labs and training programs. You know, I can't say enough about Hack the Box and Try Hack Me as opening up opportunities in that space. Relatively cheap, right, in terms of being able to get the experience, go through, in Try Hack Me, it's rooms, right, and with certain machines in Hack the Box. These provide awesome opportunities to kind of express certain capability. Now, yes, respectfully, Hack the Box is going to be more of an offensive capability in terms of breaking systems. But ultimately, I'll reflect on the adage of blue versus red. You know, think about purple teaming, but where red is to make blue better and blue is to detect to make red better, these are all skills that are complementary in this space. And being able to exercise them in a safe environment, one through curated elements, and then ultimately the plethora of great YouTube and resources that are available to us now. We've never had enough, so much information, right? It's actually getting to the point where it's overload, where now you have to be a little bit more selective about who you listen to and who you watch and what you read, because there is so much. And in that environment, I look, going through some network work right now in terms of building some new capability about some new technologies I'm learning. I look at foundationally David Bumble in that space, absolutely phenomenal, great teacher. Again, always contributing a lot more in cybersecurity at this point as well. So really great work in that space. I look at IPSEC from his work with Hack the Box and learning from him. And basically, trying to emulate his capabilities and then trying to, do two or three of his videos and, okay, I get the methodology, let's see if I can do it myself, and getting stuck and then waiting for his video to come out. And ultimately for retired machines, then being able to see what he does and his methodology and those elements and the free resources that I've seen as well. Coming from Portswigger in terms of web application, that there is nothing better that I've seen in terms of getting access to this type of training. Absolutely critical. And it leads us to where you then kind of be selective about what you use and how you integrate respective learning into your day, right? Because you could become overwhelmed and be the professional student in order to get that respective job. Ultimately, I think it's an opportunity now to really address where you want to be. And then looking for opportunities in that market. A lot of networking, a lot of group activities in the space, and thinking about how you become involved in the community. And in a lot of cases, once you're in the community, is kind of paying it back. It's the adage of standing on the shoulders of giants, right? And in this case, it's standing on those who came before us in terms of what they're providing back to organizations, to training. John Hammond's work, absolutely phenomenal, has, I think, inspired a lot of people to move into cybersecurity, and everything that he provides is critically important. And, paying it back based on, he's put his time and effort into providing curated and phenomenal content. That it then leads us to working towards providing the same. The way I try to do that, at least, is through being an adjunct professor and providing my experiences back as best I can. As mentioned, I like the educational journeys, and I like seeing students on their own educational journeys, and trying to be part of that is something that provides a lot of value and a lot of gratification for me to see the work that they can do. And again, just impressive with the knowledge that exists and the capabilities of some of the younger students now is truly impressive. And again, keeps me motivated, right? Because I've got to kind of keep lockstep with them. And in a lot of cases, I learn from them. And that's great. It creates a community, right? And that's what we are. And we need to start, you know, not necessarily replying back through X or other platforms as to bring people down, but let's bring everybody up and really create that sense of community. But anyway, I digress. We've talked through elements of education, certification, and experience, and where I see those fit. And I think they're all complementary to one another. And again, it's taking the opportunity that you provided in order to make the greatest success and, you know, see your career goals flourish through the application of these thoughts. Again, questions, comments, concerns, love to hear your thoughts. podcast@cisecurity.org. Love to get the commentary and start a conversation in this space. But with that, thank you so much for listening. Again, remember to subscribe in all the usual ways. With that, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the podcast today.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by our podcast guests are solely theirs and do not necessarily reflect those of CIS.
Tune in on Wednesdays for a new episode. And in the meantime, visit our website at cisecurity.org.
Together, we'll continue our efforts of creating confidence in the connected world.